Stuart Edmonds, you're here at Mid Ulster for a practice day on a season that so far has been pretty good for you. But what are your thoughts? New bike as well, just to over the winter, how have you found the 23?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, as I've been saying to quite a lot of people, I had nothing in Christmas time. Come to Christmas, so I was sat down and I think it's time to kind of hang off the boots. I can't really get it. And managed to kind of salvage something with Gavin and stuff, and something small, but it was still going to be very hard. And then Spencer Briggs came along and he offered me a couple of bikes, and basically just to run something myself and get something going. And I pretty much built something from that point at the end of January. Spencer has been absolutely phenomenal. I've got a couple of sponsors on board, 10 Central Group, obviously Mooney's and Alibi, they're all still helping me, and also Electraction CCM, everybody else that still puts in a lot for me. And they see something that I see as well, and I've got potential. And what I want out of this year is to get myself raised and get myself up to the top again. And currently it's everyone's saying the results are okay, but I'm not happy.
So that was going to be my next question. Yeah, are you happy with this?
I'm not happy with the results. Yes, I'm finishing okay results, yeah. But my potential and what I'm doing and what I should be doing is I should be higher. And it's just I have to be conscious of what I've been doing, how late I've started. I'm on a new bike. I'm trying out new things. And sometimes I want a little bit too much of myself for in such a short period of time. So I'm having to learn a little bit about myself, and when stuff like that comes, I'm having some great people that are guiding me in the right directions and helping me out. And I'm back to work as well. Obviously, Dunleavy Engineering, they're a sponsor of mine. They've been helping me out. And I just had to go back to a full-time work when I was let go pretty much late in the season last year. I didn't really have an opportunity to kind of make any other deals out of that, and everything was quite late.
So you weren't expecting?
So I wasn't really expecting it. So it left things really, really late. And for me, in order for me to get good deals, it was pretty much done. So I took the opportunity to take a job straight away. They always take me on the winter time anyway and get a helping hand and stuff. So I'm full time now, and obviously I'm not getting out half as much as what I should be getting out. So I'm losing out on testing. I'm losing out on ride time. So I'm trying to test and get my fitness up and ride all at the same time. It's definitely been fun, but it's also like mentally draining. And each weekend you're coming in, you're like, right, this is gonna be a good weekend. You have a small little mishap or something simple like that's racing. And it kind of gets you down again. You're kind of sitting Monday thinking about it, and Tuesday comes along, I'm back at it again. Wednesday, I'm out motoring. I'm learning lots about it. I'm enjoying that I'm actually racing. That's like one thing that's always on top of my list. I have to be thankful that I'm racing this year, and be grateful for what everyone's doing for me this year. And that's one thing I'm massively grateful for. To be able to be working with people like alongside, especially like Jens does so much for me in MotoClick, and we're doing so much testing back and forth, and to be able to have all these people on my side, all my friends, all my family, I don't think it's anything that anyone can just get on the click of the fingers in a couple of months, and then eventually have your own team up and running and then have some amazing sponsors. So yeah, I'm grateful for the way it's going. It's not going exactly how I'm planned, but look, we're getting there and we're going the way I should be going.
And you've helped develop MotoClick as well, so has that process been for you something different as well?
Funny enough, I don't even know, like, I think it's about 6 or 7 years ago now, Jens came to me with the idea, and I said, look, let's have a little meeting, sit down. And I wanted to kind of discuss what exactly we were talking about, and as soon as he said suspension, that I was like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. As soon as you have anything going, I'll do all the amount of testing that I can possibly do. I can help you produce the products so you can get it till it's durable and put some ideas and inputs, and like his brain alone is just like, I'm actually learning quite a bit on track as well from him, because he's a different thought process than me, and he's kind of looking from the outside in a different way, and I'm learning stuff, and he probably doesn't even notice himself. I'm learning stuff from him, and then with the feedback from the MotoClick, we're gaining a lot of traction in such a short period of time. But as I said, I'm asking for too much myself sometimes, so I have to just keep looking back. Hold on, January I was like here, and now I'm here. So, but yeah, Jens has been really, really good, and the MotoClick is absolutely phenomenal, and to be able to do what it's doing at the minute and the progress that's having is crazy, man. I don't think anyone that gets it that doesn't get a benefit of it. I think there's something wrong. Like straight away you stick it on your bike, and just getting your lap times alone and the data from the lap times and your suspension combined gives you a massive input on like increasing speed, increasing stability on the bike, and being able to ride faster for longer, and then obviously feeling more comfortable. And sometimes in myself I get a bit like caught up, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's too hard, I don't know if it's too soft. And to be able to go, right, I need to look at the data, and I look at the data, and you can tell straight away, oh yeah, it's actually too hard or it's too soft, and it'll relay back information as well. So yeah, it's an asset for me to have on my team, and I'm happy to be working with.
Especially it. For you being privateer, essentially, against the likes of Conrad Muse.
Yeah.
For a one-day format, you don't have a lot of time to get the bike sorted, so this is bound to really help you as well.
Yeah, it does. Helps me massively. Like, I'll run you through a quick week of mine. So Monday, let's say we're not going to a British Championship the weekend. Monday is just literally rest day, but my rest day, I'm getting stuff ready with the bike. My dad's helping me with the bike, getting stuff ready with the van, organising myself. Then Tuesday's 5 a.m, up early to go training. Some days I am that tired I actually have to leave my training to the evenings, and then Wednesdays, if I have a chance of I'm able to afford it, I'll get out motoring on Wednesdays, or sometimes it'll have to be a full week's work. Thursdays back up in the morning again, 5 a.m, training in the morning, gym in the evening. Friday is a rest day if I'm traveling, and but I'm still up early to go get the boat if it's an early morning boat, or else I'm up late for a late boat, and I don't actually arrive in the UK till like 1 in the morning, and then I'm up early again Saturday morning. So literally, like British Championship, I'm only there and set up, I race, and I'm having to go home again. And then I don't get the 2:40 boat in the morning until Monday morning, and then I arrive in Dublin at 6:30 and straight to work.
And that's the other thing, living in Ireland, you have to do all that travelling just to get to the track. Yeah, you don't ever have a race, especially with no Desert Martin, that's an hour or two away from you.
No, like, and it's a lot harder as well for me to ride. Like, I'm up the north here riding now, there's no tracks down south. There's a couple of private tracks that are open, and a few people that I know that let me on their tracks, but there's no actual
riding. That's still the case with insurance?
Yeah, it's the insurance. The clubs can't open because they have no insurance. So there's only people that own their own tracks that will allow me to go riding. And even at that, the tracks aren't rough enough for me to benefit to what I need to be riding across in the British and stuff. So a lot of the time when getting to the British, I'm like, this is really, really rough because I'm riding flat stuff all the time. So... Mm-hmm. I'm still like, I'm used to, I like it when it's rough, but at present minute I'm not fit enough to be able to kind of do what I want to be doing at the British. And as you say, like, I have to be conscious of my whole privateer setup and the workload that I'm doing. And like, I was sick there for the last 2 weeks. This is kind of my first proper day training, apart from racing last weekend, just playing because I can't get enough rest, and I'm just flat out. So, but look, I enjoy it. I'm not complaining on racing, but it's just sometimes you have to kind of open the eyes up to some people and show them like what you actually, the effort you put in and the passion that I have for the racing. And I still believe I'm up to front runner, and I feel if I get a good few months under my belt and just riding and really drilling in the setup and getting bike fitness up, I think I'll be surprised a lot of people by the end of the year.
Have you position goals, or is it just to get away with the likes of Kulas and run with them as long as you can?
Our main thing at the start of the year was just get out. My main goal was to get out and make sure that I'm doing every single British and MX Nationals. Mm-hmm. At the minute now that I've been able to achieve that, I've pushed into the top 10, and I'm already straight away pushing myself top 5. So I know full well that what's affecting me is starts, and I had some small hiccups and stupid little things happening to me. So I'm still kind of trying to practice the start and the things. I've been testing new things for the engine with Ryan Thorpe. He's been helping me out a lot with all the engine work and stuff like that, and he's been giving me some tips in order to get us out to get a little bit better. And last weekend managed to get out the gate fairly good, but I had a small hit mishap with the goggle with the rock and stuff like that. So just silly little luck that's happened to me, but it'll all come good. I just keep telling myself it'll all come good, and the effort that I'm putting in and what I'm doing right now, it has to be coming good at some stage. It can't just be like mishaps every weekend, you know. So I keep staying positive, and that's the most important part of it.
And the British GPs at the end of the season, a week or two before Motocross of Nations. Have you, obviously you want to do Motocross of Nations, but would you consider doing the British GP as a sort of warm up? If that's not the one,
I would love to. Yeah, like obviously we have to wait until the Nations gets picked. Nobody knows until like I don't know when, in July or August, whenever they decide to pick the team. And I don't actually know what's happening this year. I think it is happening, but I haven't heard much.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd like to get myself on the Nations team. Of course, it's the one thing that I like to do every year and try make sure that I'm riding for my country. And I have thought about the British GP, but the way things are going at the minute, I just have to make sure that I'm kind of keeping my funds to do the British and do the MX Nationals and try keep it out. Because at the minute, I am struggling a little bit, but as long as I get through that and then things start to pick up a little bit and my results start to pick up, and then I can then start saying, right, I'm a bit more confident in going to the GP. By the end of the year, I think, the aim is to do it, but we have to wait and see. I have to keep the goals realistic as well and not be overdoing things. But yeah, it would be good to do the GP for the Nations if I get picked for the Nations.
Are you hoping Cooper Webb's it, or now you can see him again?
Reenact what we happened a few years ago. Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows about that. Like, but Cooper thought I held him up on the qualifying, but it wasn't me. And
he went a bit mad.
He got a mouthful fairly quickly from me. So we'll have to wait and see. Ernie's probably one of my favourite ones.
Is it?
Loved it. Red Bull was great. Erne is like phenomenal. Just the atmosphere of the French is unreal. Like, you just come around that start area into the main area where they're all standing, and it's just like a massive crowd of shouting and everyone screaming. It's crazy.
The sea of people, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you can hear it over the bike. There, you're coming up the stair straight, and it's like nothing. And then you come around the corner, it's like someone just turns up the volume.
Right.
It's crazy. So, like, you get an extra bit more out of that. Just the atmosphere, and just riding that for your country.
And every time you ride those nations, you always seem to pull your best out and go to another level. What's behind that? Even the Red Bull, come from the back of that last challenge. Like, you were on rails.
I see. Last year I had an awful issue with my back of bulging disc, so
really?
I felt I couldn't get myself going last year because of the pain. I still struggle a little bit with it now, but I'm managing the pain. But I think last year I only started kind of gaining momentum when I actually rested when I broke my wrist. I had a good bit of a rest, and I had a good think, and then I was able to just put like 6 or 8 weeks training block in and just get myself riding training. And I said it to the team manager. I said, look, if there comes a time where you do need me to ride, or if he doesn't want to pick me, or he doesn't want to pick me, I will be ready for that weekend. And I was true to my word. I told him, I said, I will be ready for that weekend if I am picked. You won't have any issues with training or fitness or anything like that. And that's one thing I'm aiming for every year is I need to progress. I've missed my winter training this year. So if I'm progressing each weekend, it's the way it goes. And I don't know why, but I just seem to, like, if it's a GP or if it's a Nations, I seem to be able to step up to the speed
pretty work a little bit to watch, better. Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't know. I genuinely don't
there's
know.
GP why. Level guys, and you're like hooking on the back of them and learning. And next thing you're on that, like, your lap times in that last LCQ.
Yeah, like I was catching the boys in front, and I could just see Yasikonis. And what annoys me now in the last 2 years, they've cut the 20 minutes plus lapping. I think I'd have definitely got into the top three with another 2 laps.
Yeah, would have got three.
And we probably would have been true as well. Yeah. So I think that's what we're lacking in the 20-minute sprints.
Yeah.
But look, if we get picked, then either way, we're going through this year, and we just have to wait and see who's going to be riding. Either way, I know every rider that rides for Team Ireland, they put 100% into it. So.
Yeah, everybody's fast. Good job. Thank you.
Cheers.